Alright, yo, 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 what's good, man? It's Kim.
Hey.
You tuning in to Checkmates right here. We got an amazing artist right here from the 804,
Deadass.
Man. Y'all might not even heard of him, but, bro, if you have heard of him, yeah, this is a very talented artist we got
Very
here.
Talented.
Like, I don't even know if I'm ready to introduce him to y'all. I don't even know if I want to put y'all on to him, for real. Like, yeah. That's how talented he is, though.
I'm weak.
But, yeah, man, we gonna let him introduce himself, and we about to get started.
Damn, you made a nigga feel good about himself.
I'm weak.
Yo, what's good, man? It's my. I was about to say it. You already know the. Can I cuss on this?
Yeah, go ahead.
You already know the fuck going on. Your mama know. Everybody know. Anyway, nah. My name is Cashadelic. You know what I mean? 804. You already know. Just came out here. Well, actually, no. Y'all came to me. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Man, yeah. On some MTV we came to the 804.
Road trip, you
know, so I might have. You know, I appreciate the love, man. So you know, definitely, it's a pleasure for y'all to be here. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
Thank you.
Have you up here, man? This is like our first actual episode. You
know, Checkmates.
Yeah, we've been
facts.
Testing it out, and I'm ready, like, to just go all in, you know, a lot of procrastination, but it's like, yo, let's go.
But it's worth it, though. I feel like, honestly, it's more of like. You get your best perfect. You get your view of perfection.
Yeah.
Cause like fuck, I'm not saying that like rudely or whatnot, but fuck everybody else. As long as you, the creator, believe that that is the best quality.
Facts.
Then it's worth the wait.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Do you consider it procrastination or it was just planning more? Like hold up, like we just gonna have to wait for a second. Like
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But to me, it's like both because. Sometimes when I'm planning, it feels like procrastination because I haven't like actually put out that finished product yet to show everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like going through the motions,
right?
You know?
Yeah.
And when I feel like I'm going through the motions too much, it's like nah, I'm ready. Let's do this.
But
now.
It ain't like you're sitting around twiddling your thumbs and shit.
Exactly, because like, you were doing a little bit extra here and there.
Facts.
As long as you're still doing something.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's
exactly.
All about it for real. For real. But yeah, enough.
Going back
me,
to this.
Like, let's talk about you, man. So. For anybody that doesn't know, this is Cashadelic, man. We go way back.
That's crazy. How do we go back? That's crazy. Like,
man, we go way back.
Oh, yeah, I know your mama now. That's crazy. That's
nah, but for real. We're kin, man. This is my cousin. We've been you know, together, parties and crime for years, man.
Yeah.
First, whenever, you know, he told me he was starting to take the music serious. And he saw me, you know, taking the videography series.
But isn't that funny how you guys both was like on like, okay, who was it first? Was it you with the videography and he was like, oh shit? Or was it him with the music and you were like, oh, okay.
Nah, actually.
Or was it both literally like you guys ain't talk for a grip and then all of a sudden, man, I've been doing this music shit. Oh, really? I've been doing this video shit.
You know what? It was actually weird. It was like, we saw each other.
Yeah.
And if we kicked it on the weekend or some shit like that,
right.
Then like the next like month or so we just had like an idea like, oh shit, what I'm doing music, well, what you doing, like, you know, like, what I mean?
Yeah.
Like after a short period of time, like the light bulb finally clicked. It was like, nigga, you do videos, bro. I make music, like why
literally.
Are we doing anything together?
Right.
But then it finally came to the point where
you know my daddy, you know,
he's just
sitting there like, oh hey, you know your cousin,
I'm weak. He did me like that though.
It was kind of like. It was kind of like that moment where it was like, man, it was kind of like where his dad and my, you know, his dad and my uncle would be like,
real
yo,
shit.
Y'all need to work together. And I was like, man, look, I can do this. Like, I'm good. And then to the point where he kept like talking about, like, all right, nigga, look, we're going to do this shit.
Yeah.
You know right. What I'm saying? Literally.
Because it was like, it's better. We learned over time. It was better to go with your family than just search for somebody to do it for.
Exactly.
You know?
Because at the end of the day, both of you guys are starting off. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When you guys are starting off, there's no like criticism like, oh, I think it should have been like,
Yeah.
Because how do y'all both know what the fuck it's supposed to look like?
Exactly.
We don't.
Exactly. So you guys are both creating a platform. Yeah. Without judgmental,
exactly.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Like a fresh slate because I would see what he was doing on the musical side.
Yes,
and it was like, okay, yeah. How can I help him with his journey?
Yes,
you know, as far as like what he's doing to boost him as
right.
an artist. And then it was for me. It was like, all right, how can I boost? How can he, you know, benefit me as well?
Right.
But not on some like selfish type shit. Like on some like genuine benefit.
Right. Of course, family. Yeah.
So that really helped because when I did his first video or whatever. Like, that kind of got me a lot of clientele and for people to...
Did it really?
I had an actual body of work.
Wow.
Like, I remember, look, we had that, what was it? the first show we did. My actual first time being on the stage. It was
the Hippodrome.
Yeah, yeah. And you
that sounds crazy.
We had been there like on mm-hmm. some like we had like my, he had like a mic like this. Yeah. He had a fucking you had the camera, but with the light on the shit. So yeah, everyone's we're nobodies inside this building. But we show up with hella people. You know, we sold all our tickets, and then he's popping up with a big ass camera and a light and a mic. So everyone's like staring at us,
like some news.
So, like, who is this person about to perform?
So that actually brought us buzz because, like, we were doing like side that interviews ass. And shit that like ass. That.
It's
so,
about the visionary, like, you just him being there with a fucking camera, you coming with your fucking people.
Yeah.
Don't nobody know you, but damn, like, they have to be something. Like, this dude right here that's about to be on the platform, he about to be like fire.
Everybody was staring like that.
Once I whipped out the camera, and they saw, like, it wasn't no regular camera because this was back when I was in my
it was a Canon.
No, there wasn't even wasn't a Canon. No, it was like a big, like, the wavy TV 10 it type really, shit. Yeah. Like Yo MTV Rats type big ass camera. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Like, real shit. He's carrying around this big ass camera.
Big ass shit.
With the light on it, too?
Yeah.
With the light
on it. Oh, yeah.
You were lit. When they walked in, they're like, yo, like, is this like a TV show?
Where would you find this video that you guys are speaking of?
It's still on YouTube.
What's the song?
It was Elevators.
Word.
But if you look
it was up, a whole set. It was a whole showcase that we did.
If you look up like Guest House, Hippodrome or whatnot, it's up there.
Oh yeah.
So what are you doing right now?
For me right now, I got a tape coming out called Right Now. You know, somebody over here, they did my cover and all that. So I'm gonna show.
Is it a mixtape or is it an EP?
This one's gonna be a 3-part EP because, like, I was seeing the thing around here is people, like, they love to hear you spit, they love to hear your songs, but they don't like to hear too much of it. Like, I can't drop a 16. Yeah. I can't drop 16 songs anymore
on the album. Facts.
People lose their. They gonna lose the attention already. They like, all right, nigga. I know you can spit. I don't need 16 songs, you know, to hear. So I'm chopping it down from 5, probably 5 on one, 5 on the next.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? It just depend on what I feel, but you know what I mean. I'm gonna break it down just like that. So, you know, the one that's coming up is called Right Now. The next one, I don't know, it might not be called Right Now. You know what I mean? But I'm breaking down all the shit that I've had recorded. I'm just, you know, we're just going to go from there. But
dude.
Other than that, like I say, I got a show out in Richmond. I'm part of the show up to blow up, you know what I mean? Like, just got the tickets for that. It's I think it's at a place called Good Times RVA.
What is it?
It's a 3-round competition with, like, the perks of that is just like you advance to the next round, but each round that you advance to, you get something, whether it's like a radio interview,
that's
like an
internet, dope.
And the other one is like a feature on like some, like, you know, musical that I'll look more into it, but you know,
it's
definitely.
Like 106 in Park. You remember how they used to do those rap freestyle shits with the Blind Fury and all them? Are you going against
like
other artists?
No,
something like
that. Or is it just you?
I don't even know how many people in the first, you know, couple of rounds, but it's just, you know, I mean, if they like you, I don't even know if it's just one winner or not. I don't even know how I go because I missed it last year. But
you're going to do good,
just
man.
Just go out there. I mean, like I said, I ain't even finna stress it. I haven't been on the stage and shit, I don't know how long. So it's just like, I figure like this, a beneficial reason to get back on the stage was a good enough reason to return to the stage.
So like, my question is, over the years that you've been, you know, performing and growing as an artist, what are some of the things that you learned, like, over the time?
Well, better songwriting, like a better, like, understanding of how to work, you know, how to go at it on a song, like, you know what I mean, like, not the typical, like, you know what I mean, the patterns and shit like that. Like, it's supposed to be, what is it, 16 bars a hook and then the song go off,
right,
like, you ain't gotta, like, stick into that, like, category. Like, you can just do anything. Like, you can go slow on a song. You can go really fast on a song. Anything, you know.
So,
what I mean?
Are you trying to say, like, a lot of your older songs, you realize you were going mad fast or whatnot? You kind of want to switch it up now?
Yeah, yeah, because I'm just
is that what we're expecting to see, like, when we're going to your next, like, three-parter? You're going to see different styles?
Y'all going to see, trust me, bro. You already know. And you heard, you know what I mean? You already know. It's a lot. I approach music a lot differently than what I did. I mean, yeah, like I said, I've listened to my old shit And like, it'd be like, I still am like, I cringe sometimes. I'm not saying it was whack, but I'd just be like, damn, if I was to do that again, it would have been like, you know, it'd have been a lot better. But I mean, we artists.
Exactly. So,
you know, I mean, you're never going to be all the way satisfied with
But you got to also understand, like, you know, you evolved all the time. Oh, yeah. All the time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
people, definitely. You know how you were just saying, you just peeped how, like, nowadays, people are not going to sit there and listen to a whole 16, 14 songs,
see,
right?
Cash 3 years ago wouldn't have said that. Like, you know what I mean? I would have just.
Because 3 years ago, everybody would pop in a fucking CD. You know, you know, not a CD, but you feel what I'm saying? They would listen to a full album.
That's your problem. We don't do CDs anymore. Exactly. So no one's, like, CDs was when you could CDs was when you could put 16 songs on.
Exactly.
Now it's all plug, you know, aux cords and like Bluetooth and shit.
Bluetooth.
So you can't, you can't. Nobody wants the Bluetooth, for goddamn. Yeah. Unless
you know
you're like, unless
you're
blown up though. You know what I mean?
Crazy though. I feel like the passing CDs and handing your, you know, mixtape out to certain people.
That's the gold in there.
I
miss that.
I fucking love that, dude. Because yo, whether you know it or not, it was like, whether you know it or not, that person might have actually like popped your CD in and was like, damn, like, yo, the word of mouth, I feel like would have traveled a lot faster, you know, rather than just sending
shit's gonna be crazier years from now when, like, you know, shit's going well and then like somebody walk up with me with a CD and I'm gonna be like, like, oh shit,
right,
like, you know
right.
what I mean? That would be dope. Like, you know what I mean?
The guest house journey. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that.
Well, all right. Well, shit, it was just three Lone Rangers that just, we just linked up, you know, for a period of time. We was like, we just considered ourselves the best goddamn spitters in this motherfucking area. I don't even give a fuck what anybody got a motherfucking say. But, it was like, you know, me, you know, shout out to Ken and Dame, you know, me and Ken, we went to school together. He was a senior when I was a freshman. And then we, like, linked up again, like years after high school and shit like that.
Right.
Dame, I just met him. I just knew him through Facebook. I actually never met him in person. And then one day, he just hit me up, was like, yo, I think you dope. So we just linked up for a song. And the three of us just meshed so perfectly. So we just, you know, worked on the group shit. And then that was a fucking adventure like that. We took a lot of L's. We took a lot of, we seen a lot of wins, a lot of losses. Yeah, I mean, like, we did competitions, we did like shit, some of them shits we won, we opened up for like the fuck was that dude name, man? It's funny. I mean, we opened up for what was it, Nino Brown at the out in Virginia Beach.
Oh yeah,
what was that place? Sidelines. That's that was the place that we was at.
Shaggy was there too a couple of
times. We did the Shaggy one, tried to get in on a Shag Fest thing, but you know, that it was all right. I mean,
So from you being able to perform in the 757 and 804, what are some of the things that you, I guess the atmospheres, do you feel like they're a lot different?
Oh, hell yeah. Everything in Virginia, like, we was borderline superstars out there in Virginia Beach, because it was just like, damn, why don't we get this love? And like, the, you know, the air is different. Like, you know, why we don't get, like, you know what I mean?
But it's not, like, different out here, though.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's more stuck up. Like, it was more stuck up at the time.
Like, the air is different over here.
Yeah, but
the roads are different.
But over in the 7-5, by the water, everything was so fucking, like, peaceful. We was just like, yo, we having a good-ass time. You know how many times, like, we would go to a show and it would be like, we would be the first people there and the last people to leave. Like, that's how much of a good time. And people show love. People weren't on the, like, you know, hating-ass shit. But,
That was what year?
That was like 2016,
like,
15, 16.
Yep, and 16. Man, yeah, that was like the,
that
like,
was some good, that 2015, yeah, 16, good, yeah. 2014,
it was,
I mean, 2014 was a great
year.
I
good
shit
little,
you not.
Good, some, that was a, like a good ass year, 16 and all that.
Yeah.
So it was just like, yeah, but you know what I mean? After that, you know what I mean? Like, we ain't really like disband. Like, the group, you know what I mean? The group is still around. We can always come back on some Outkast shit. But,
facts.
But, I mean, that ain't, like, you know what I mean? We could always, you know, we could do whatever. But, like, everybody just focus on, you know, their shit for right now. And we still link up all the time, you know what I mean? It ain't no thing. Shit, I mean, as for that, I've been working on, you know, the solo shit for myself. Got, like, since then, since the, like, separation of the group, I would say, I've put out, what, at least three mixtapes, you know what I mean?
What's
and
death?
You know,
what's
I've been just trying to figure out how to, like, really do this shit and put more, like, you know, like
effort.
Like effort, like, you know what I mean? Like effort. How to really put some, like, you know, now.
Is it kind of hard for you to, like, I know this sounds weird, but, like, is it kind of hard for you to, like, kind of put out yourself in a song because you keep judging yourself at this point.
Hell yeah,
because you started off low key with the group, so it's like you think you know your again. Everybody's and evolving,
see,
right?
And see, I didn't know how to write songs.
True. And, oh, you
know,
didn't?
In the group is the reason I know how to write. So I did not know how to do a hook at all. All I knew was just a verse. Wow. And they was like, yo, man, your verse too long. And I was
so they pretty much they was like, you, like song structure.
Yeah, they was like, you need a 16. Now I was looking at them like, 16 what? Like, I got to write 16 raps. Nigga, with the like, you know what I mean? But he was just like, nah, I'll write a 16. I'm looking like, so you know what I mean, so I had I swear to God I even remember Googling what the fuck the 16 was. I keep it a buck and it was like Google even told me if you're Googling the 16 you don't really need to be rapping. But I was like but I was like nah fuck Google cause I'm a damn you know right. I mean, yeah, I know I'm nice with it so facts, I just was like facts. You know I did a lot of damn studying on that shit. Then like they gave me the biggest challenge. We had found a beat and it was like go home and write a hook. I was like heart
so yeah. My heart like was like that like I was stressing mentors in a yeah because so
I was the youngest in the group.
I was gonna ask you that too.
They were like shit they were older than me, let's put it that way. I can't even remember the fucking age at the time, but
that's dope though.
Hell no, matter of fact, yeah, I do remember. I was just turning 19 when we did the group shit. Like I just turned 19 and they was already like 20, you know,
right,
that. So I was like, damn. But I learned a lot from that, like especially like, and you could tell from, you know, tell from hearing that shit from back then to now, shit, dropping
the sound,
now.
The sound has definitely progressed, like definitely progressed.
Yeah.
So. And I what I learned from like listening to your music was that you can still have your same flow, but the style is like more generic, I guess, or more like for everybody, you know.
Like, oh yeah, because like matter. Now I know, like
instead
right,
of like that,
I know how to rap. Shit, I know how to you know give you what you want to hear, but I'm gonna just still
yeah, but still be yourself.
Like, you know
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
like I can get on Amigos beat. You know, I can get on somebody like that. Fact. You know, NBA YoungBoy. I can get on somebody beat like that, and I can still kill it. Like you know, what I mean, I won't say exactly what he said, but
yeah.
I can still make you, you know, bounce beat, on some temper. Shit like that. Yeah, exactly. I can give you something like all right, like you ain't just gonna be like all right, well. You know what I mean? Yeah, like I'm gonna give you something. You know what I mean? So
and that's cool because then people that are listening to you don't really know what to expect. Mm-hmm. You keep them on their toes, so it's not like, oh man, he's gonna drop like I guess like Migos. Oh, I already know what the Migos gonna drop. You
they
know,
they did that, so I already know.
Yeah, yeah. So it's kind
of
like
I already look like the fourth one of them, so I ain't even trying to like them either. So it's just like, yo.
It's kind of like how with Drake. Like, with Drake, it's like, oh, man, Drake can hit us with this shit, that shit, that shit. You know what I'm saying?
No, I feel like it's more like J. Cole in that
way. J. Cole? Yeah,
I think it's more like J. Cole. Because, like, you remember that summer that he dropped Workout, I think it was called?
Yeah.
He had a workout for me.
Yeah.
Right after, but that was, like, literally a little bit after he dropped his first mixtape that...
Oh, yeah,
The blue one.
Was it Friday Night Lights?
Yes, Friday Night Lights. So everybody's like, oh, damn, this dude's mad hot. And then all of a sudden, he finally gets popping or whatever. He's on the radio and like, work out for me. And I'm like, what the fuck?
He was going for that hit.
Going back to my question and whatnot, is it hard for you? Do you think right now, is that what you're facing as like your little problem? Is like trying to bring out your real self, if that makes sense, in your lyrics, trying to keep a story about something that's very close to you.
Like, see, I like
very organic to you,
see,
whatnot.
I like that because it's like everything is like it's mad creative. You know what I mean? You can just be like, all right, I can hear this one beat.
Yeah. Right.
And it just be like, okay, somebody would rap about their life on this one. Somebody can rap about ass cheeks shaking on this one. Like, you know
somebody
what I mean?
Can,
like,
yeah, somebody can rap about
enlightenment.
You can rap about,
and it just be like, damn, like it's crazy how you can approach a beat like that. But for me, it's just like, all right, I can hear anything. Like I can stare, like, you know, because I write on my notepad on my phone now. Mm-hmm. So I can stare at it all day, and I can spit that bitch 1,000 times, and I can just be like, you know, if I spit it to somebody, is they gonna fuck with it? You know what I mean? Yeah. Someday, right. But I learned to not like second guess myself too much because you'll fuck around and scrap the whole song.
Let me tell you something. You're a Leo too, so I'm gonna be real with you. Leos, we second guess the fuck ourselves. Mm-hmm. Like we really do. It's like we can have this bomb ass whatever you're creative about. You can have this bomb ass thing and then start second guessing yourself.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
We are our own bullies, like mad hard. But it's like. Everybody else listening, what the fuck you mean? Mm-hmm.
Like, bro, you
like,
killed
fire.
That shit.
That
like,
shit
what the
fire.
Fuck are you talking about? Like, I'll be like,
so another thing, too, is like, with being an artist, you don't find this with artwork, like, you know, people who draw and stuff like that, but people who are talented, like how I do podcasts and do music and right? Mm-hmm. Did you find your audience? Do you know who you're going for? Because that's the best way to make sure you're the most organic way.
Right.
The best way that you can just like aim for that, and you don't have to worry about everybody else's. You can be on that real like fuck you type shit. This is my work or whatever.
Yeah, I see. I went that route plenty of times, and they were telling me not to do that because it was just like I wouldn't say I'm not even an angry person, but when it comes to rap, it's just like, okay, you're free to say whatever. And I think my dangerous weapon is when I'm mad rapping. That's something you really don't want. If it's to the point where I'm like tired of how shit going and shit like that, or like a certain like reason why I'm writing the way I am, like, right. That's fun. It's cool, like, you know, in a grimy type situation, like if we had like one of those underground shows, but I don't really like to like rap angry.
But you gotta also think though, like, you can have a whole point of your life, right? Like, mm-hmm. like a quick, like 2 months, because you know, 2-3 months is long. Yeah, real shit. Yeah. You can do a lot.
Right.
So you can have 2 months making this whole album, and you're upset because Shorter Girl did whatever, right? You know what I'm saying? And make this bomb ass album. You know what I'm saying? That ass though, and it's I feel like that's low key okay to have like a whole album like that, because the next album. You know, that's why I'm trying. I don't know, man. Hey, like,
we're laughing because, like, literally that has happened. Like,
really?
He's literally dropped the song where, at a point in time,
it was a point of time where life was just hitting a nigga for real. Yeah. And so I just was on some damn shit. Like,
hell yeah.
But I haven't dropped anything since that. Like, no, on that level of that song. Yeah. I haven't, because I was just like, all right, if I'm going to be angry, I'm going to be angry on one song, not seven songs, you know, in a row. Like, I'm going to do one, and there's going to be one and done. Like, you know what I mean? Simple as that. So, I mean, like, finding the audience part, you know what I mean? Like, you're going to discover somebody new. Like, or somebody will discover you like any day, like any second of the day or whatever. So it's just like, I may not have that type of audience or fan right now, but tomorrow I can. Now I just gotta do what I think, like, you know what I mean, I gotta write the songs that I think would be, you know, appropriate or like not appropriate, you know what I mean, like, you know, for the time being, like somebody can, like, you know, they want to hear. I'm not out selling drugs, so why would I make a drug song?
Right.
You know what I mean?
So
all that I got, you know, for myself is just bars and punchlines and shit like that. Shit that I know I can speak on, you know what I mean? So it's like, if like that crowd over there, they want to hear drug shit, I'm just like, well, I guess I'm not gonna be, y'all not gonna like my shit. You know what I mean? I keep it a buck. Or like, you know, whatever. Like, I can, you know.
So you can actually validate that you only rap about things that you have
relate to.
100% gone through. There's no fakeness.
How can you write a full song if you know what I mean, if you don't know shit about it? Like, you know what
I
mean?
Know,
like,
some people have done
Future,
it, man.
I mean, now Future did it, like,
I mean,
you know,
I mean, with the people, but like, it's all with the people though. You know, if you around certain things or whatever, then I mean, I guess you could speak on it, but shit, I mean, like, hell, I don't really like people anymore, so I don't really be around other shit.
So what you're saying is you want your fans to accept you and like you for the music that you genuinely make, and not the music that they enjoy listening to.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you grew up like how I grew up, everybody watched 106, everybody watched
real shit,
you know, what was it on MTV, TRL, was that it?
MTV.
I mean, all that shit, MTV Raps, all the music videos. If you grew up listening to that, you loved it, you stared at the TV, you just hope, like, especially if you wanted to be an artist, you hope one day you'll be on the TV as well. I mean, you're gonna, like, you already know how to, you know, how what kind of artist you should be already, like, you should already know, like, yo man, I gotta do what they did to get on there, like, man, but you gotta do it
in, like, your own way.
You know what I mean, cause like, I don't wanna grow up to be like Future, I don't wanna grow up to be like, you know what I mean, like, who popping right now, you know what I mean, anything. I don't even Cole, I love Cole to death, I don't wanna be the next Cole. Yo man, you the next Cole. Cool, love the comparison, but it's like, I don't wanna be the next Cole. I want somebody to look at me and be like, damn bro, yo man, you trying to get like cash, man, for real. I'm you know what I mean? So
if you could pick three artists that you feel like you are, your music is like, go ahead, what three artists?
Kendrick, Tech N9ne, and
I love that. Tech N9ne, that's my jam.
You can already see Kendrick, Tech N9ne, and I say Wayne, bro. That's a weird combo, but
it's not. It's not, and I totally understand that. Listen to a like, couple of your songs.
If you, from listening to some shit that I say, Wayne with the crazy witty punchline.
Yes.
Tech N9ne with the flow, like that. All that shit, and then K Dot, man, he just real like. I do this. My boy Ken, he says he does. He likes the. He called this. He actually came up with the name. It's the Cash Harmony that I do. And it's just like, I get it from Kendrick. Like, you know what I mean? Like, not like jacking what he do, but it was just like, he was mad creative on the shit that he do. Like, he's not a singer. Kendrick is not a singer at all.
Nah.
But you can't tell him that when you hear his song. Like, because he's just like, damn, bro, he wrote that shit so goddamn crazy. It was just,
can you sing?
Who?
Can you sing?
I harmonize. That's all I do.
I harmonize.
That's all I do. I don't sing, man. I sang here. Like, I sang, like, walking around. I could be damn, you know, making a sandwich, and I'm singing damn in those jeans is what I, you know what I mean? Like, I wish, man, if I could say, I would sing. I wouldn't even be a rapper. I would sing my ass to the fucking top, man. I ain't even gonna lie to you. But... you gotta do what you gotta do sometimes.
So like, from being in this area more, since you haven't been in 757, I'm gonna ask you this question. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna follow another one.
Yeah.
Is there some artist that you have met like over time that you wouldn't mind like putting on your project or like collaborating with?
See,
like, how does that? Do you feel it's easier out here or?
I keep it a buck. It is like. It's a couple. I've met a lot of good people. Like, don't get me wrong, a lot of dope spitters. I met a lot of good songwriters, singers, all that. You know what I mean? As for, like, you know, of this part, like, I ain't really, like, trying to, like, give them, like, a shout-out. Keep it a buck. Like, because, you know what I mean? Like, I give them a shout-out today. I don't even ever work with them. You know what I mean? Like, that tends to be the thing. So, if somebody comes into my attention, like, if we just, like, happen to link up and we can actually get a song together, that's a blessing right there. But as for, you know what I mean? Like, I've always met dope artists. You know what I mean? But it's just like, I like reaching out, you know what I mean? But, you know, it's like with Cole. I mean, like I said, I ain't copying Cole or nothing, but it's just like, you know, he's talking about he done doing features and shit like that. But it's just like, yo, he understands it because it's so much for yourself that you can write. And, like, I ain't even tapped into all the other shit that I, you know what I mean, that I can get to. I hear a different beat and write some wild shit. So, I mean, I'm not really too pressed on...
like collaborating,
like, you know what I mean, because it's just like, yo, I'm still doing wild shit, but damn, I'm blowing my own mind with like shit that I can write. So as for like that, I mean, but it's definitely 804 is motherfucking Virginia itself. It's like, you already know it's motherfucking
talented.
You already fucking know it's just amazing. A damn big ass gumbo pot.
Yeah. No, like, no cap though. No cap. Like,
it really is.
And that's why I find it so funny how people be like, I'm just so ready to get out of Virginia ain't shit. But then when something in the water came,
it's like, oh my god, man, I'm
757804.
Last week, a month before something in the water, bro. Oh man, VA don't show no love. We ain't never done nothing.
Oh, I love Pharrell. Pharrell, right. All this. I'm like, ain't nobody talk about Pharrell in years, bro. I'm not like dissing him or whatever, but like, ain't nobody talked about Pharrell until he threw to something in the water.
I don't want to hear you name like two recent Pharrell albums. I want to hear some OG, like, for real.
Oh, he was in NERD.
Nah.
Fuck up, man. What's that song? Oh, that's fast. Like, nigga, fuck y'all, man. Y'all
right, you know what I like about Virginia, though, is the fact that, like, boom, you know how you were talking about you decided to do music, and then it's just the happening that you were doing videos and stuff like that, right? Virginia is big enough but small enough that it's easy to connect.
Yeah, it is.
Like that.
Is.
So it's like, once you have an idea, it's so easy to make connects, network. It's so easy. You literally just have to go. It's like when I was in Omaha and I wrote that message to you. I was like, oh, how am I supposed to and you were like, well, Sarah, just go to, you know, a concert and find the person that's in the photography who's in the pit. You said a pit, and I'm over here like, what the fuck is a pit? You know what I'm saying? But like, you were like, go find a person in the pit with a camera and whatnot, ask them, and they could be your photographer. And I actually went to go to a couple festivals like that. And I swear to God, I don't know if it was my stigmatism, I kind of see them motherfuckers, but like, I could not find none of that shit. So I was like, all right, well, I'm going to try a different way. I'm going to go on Instagram. I'm going to do like the pounds and filter my Instagram so it's like near me, you know what I'm saying?
So you can find them,
so I can find that. And then it's like, when I got to the point, I'm messaging a couple people. They're not as friendly as they are here. Mm-hmm. And that's some real fucking shit. I can message a DJ right now, like, oh man, you need this? Okay, well, here's my rates. Right. Other people like, man, I don't know, man, because I don't know you, because my homie's like, my homie never talked about you. You don't have that many followers, so I'm not going to work with you.
But you know what's crazy?
I love Virginia for that, because it's so easy to connect.
But you know what's crazy? So, like, in that same thing, what you just said, I don't know about you. I don't want to work with you. Don't have a lot of followers.
Yes.
I do. Me, personally, with some people that I try to work with, I do the same thing. Yeah. But it's crazy, like, out of all the stuff that I've accomplished and stuff like that, like, people know of me because, like, of the work I did. So, it's not really about, like, the followers and stuff, like, in a video, from, like, being a video creator. But I feel like as an artist, it's more of like everybody's trying to have that image. So if you have that image and those followers to match it, you know, it's like everybody wants to work with you because, oh, you have like 11K followers or you have blah, 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 blah.
Exactly.
And I feel like that's kind of like a disadvantage because like you can have a dope ass artist, like, you know what I'm saying?
Cash this man sitting
right,
right
beside me, you know, and like I feel like certain people like overlook the talent or overlook the actual bars because he's not necessarily popping or he doesn't have like a lot of followers, subscribers,
rocking,
or he's not like
rocking designer,
or he's, you know what I'm saying? And it's like people overlook artists that are just like genuinely being their self and doing something they love than rather those ones that are actually trying to look like the artists that are already out there.
R.I.P. Nipsey Hussle. Yeah, so prolific, cash.
I'm trying to be the best who ever did it, the best who ever done it. A legend while I'm living, they gon' say that I run shit,
look. Every time I close my eyes, I have the best of dreams. But when I open them, all I see is these nightmares. Put all my problems behind me, hell no, they right here. Not running scared, but dying early is what I might fear. Dying really for living up to my full potential. That's why I jot these words down soon as they cross my mental. Tell my stories after I'm gone, paint you these pictures. Then find a dread-headed nigga that can fit my description. I want my life to be a movie and a documentary. My rise to fame and how I keep dodging the penitentiary. I'm wilding out sometimes, I gotta ask what's gotten into me. But I've been dealing with some shit that's got me fucked up mentally. It's kinda hard not to notice in an eviction notice. When you at the age where you notice that you should already notice. Gotta get up off my ass, can't deal with brokenness. I promise I'll get the commas and I'ma remain the dopest.
I'm trying to be the best who ever did it, the best who ever done it. A legend while I'm living, they gon' say that I run shit, yes. Ain't nothing left for me to say. I'm trying to be the greatest. Now they gon' tell you everything about me. Yeah, you know they gon' doubt me. I'ma go for it all and I dare somebody to stop me. For me to say, I'm trying to be the greatest.
Making major changes to the life I'm living. I had no choice, I had to prove I made the right decisions. Drizzy told us that now you see that I got the vision. My only goal is to stay focused while I'm out here winning. I want the trophies, the Grammys, the plaques on the wall. The recognition, the family and stacks, I want a ball. Start a dynasty, family like the Carters. Balling like we the Currys, you touch my family, we'll cross ya. Eating some chicken curry and top it off with the lobster. Lemon pepper my wings and please don't forget all the sauce, bro. Luxuries in my sight, all these feelings, they feeling right. Used to stare at ceilings at night, now my roof is gone.
But yeah, so we're back. Cash, tell us what projects you're working on right now. What's coming up? What's coming up for you?
See, like I was mentioning before, I got the tape. You know, the EP is going to be called Right Now. You know, no set date on that, but, you know, just something in the works. But as for anything else, I just dropped a video called Capping. It's on YouTube. Capping, and prior to that, I dropped a video called, well, not a video. It's like, you know what I mean, through my Spotify, you know.
Right.
You know, they uploaded it through that, and you know what I mean? So it's called Chill Vibes. And
like, weird.
So that's two things on YouTube that, you know, when you type my name in, you got, you know, my page will come up, of course, but you got two different, like, types of content that you can look at. And, you know, I'm gonna just keep the YouTube page going. Like, I just started it, like, what, early this month?
Right,
so,
right.
So I'm trying to, like, keep that shit going.
You have a YouTube page?
Yeah, I just started.
Shout it out.
Yeah, YouTube, you know what I mean? You can search me under Cashadelic. It's just, you know what I mean? CashaDelic.
Yeah, make sure y'all check that out.
Spell it specifically so everybody can follow and subscribe to a nigga because I need the motherfucking views.
Make sure y'all run that out.
But for real, I'm trying to get on, like, I also want, like, other shit on this YouTube shit, like, you know what I mean? Not just, like, I'm trying to have, like, videos and, like, what it's like being in the studio. You know how the shit
goes. Right, like day in the life type.
Yeah, like shit like that. Or
hey, it's your own type of vlog.
Yeah, I want to like, I want people to see me like eating like damn cereal on the way to the, you know what I mean? Like,
you know what's funny about this? That I've heard a lot of artists talk about that. You remember, what's his name? Talked about like he wanted some shit like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like a lot of people, they think of this great idea of doing this day in life, but a lot of them don't even do it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
A lot of them. What's his name? Trinidad. It's funny because we talked to that girl who made the hats, whatnot.
Oh yeah.
She was saying
yeah.
that Trinidad, not her, but like Trinidad James, when back in the day, what was his last album he popped off?
Exactly.
He was talking about that. I remember. Exactly. I remember. Exactly. The what Trinidad is it called? Trinidad James. But he's bars though.
Fucking Trinidad.
What do you mean? He's bars.
Listen, what was it?
And that, his fashion sense is ridiculous.
Six piece something, whatever the fuck he came out with. I listened to that. I mean, that was, I can't even front. I downloaded that shit. Just like, that was years ago.
Yeah, it was.
But yeah, like a lot of artists wants to do that. So be about it. Be about it. It's nothing but a chicken wing to do it.
Hell, I uploaded the video that's getting some buzz right now. Through my phone, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I uploaded it through that.
I was going to talk about that.
The power of the phone.
Do you, when you first start doing this, before you hit with that group of Virginia Beach, what did you use? Did you use your phone to record? Did you think of, you know what I'm saying? Like, what did you use? Did you just go straight to the studio?
Yeah, we would, like, shit. I mean, all right, let me summarize myself real
quick. Did you use what you had?
Now, you talk about for music or video?
For music.
For music.
Did you use what you had? Because I watched this thing from TED Talk, Steve Lacy. Do you know who that is?
No, I
don't. From the internet. He's an artist. I feel like you'll like him too, honestly. Uh-huh. But he had the TED Talk, and it was like, what I used was GarageBand for his demo tape.
Oh, yeah.
Mind you, that whole demo tape, that shit sounds like that could have been in like a whole studio. That shit was fire. So, but his whole TED Talk was using what he had. So what did you use?
Oh yeah,
you had at that time, and then now compared to right now, what do you have?
Shit, my first thing I used was an MP3 that had a voice recorder on.
Yeah, that was my first.
With my laptop playing the instrumental, and I just rapped over it, and then I had to record the recording to ad lib.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So I went. No, it was really that shit. So
weird. Like, that's dope though.
When I sent it
dope.
To like, you know, all the older rappers in this area, they were just like. Like,
it sounded
terrible, bro. Yeah. Like, I'm glad the computer deleted that shit because, know what I mean? But then, you know, getting in actual studio work, we ain't no stranger to the garage, man. Like, we was using, you know, our first couple of mixtapes was all off of that.
GarageBand, too?
I mean, cute, but we still, I mean, some studios I go to still use GarageBand.
As
long as they know how to work it, I mean,
exactly.
You can tweak that, just make it how you sound.
It looks different on the phone.
Yeah, it does.
It looks like less of a software, but when you put it on an iMac, and then you put the iMac, connect that with the HDMI cord.
And all the plugins.
That shit looks amazing. Oh, yeah. A lot of apps that we use right now, iMovie. You can use iMovie.
Yeah, iMovie is just like Final Cut. Like,
is that just like Final
just
Cut?
Like Logic.
If you just put
like
it on a computer, that shit too. Looks beautiful.
Yeah. Like Logic and GarageBand speakers are the same thing. Garage just, you know, higher.
Shit, fucking Fruity Loops. I mean, like,
Ableton. It was Ableton Live and Pro Tools and stuff.
So what are you doing now? What are you doing now in your...
In like
your career,
in
like,
the day in the life of cash.
Yeah, like where do you see yourself, man?
Shit, man.
Like, what do you see yourself in the next 3 years, 3 to 5 years?
I don't want to work at the job that I'm at. I don't, like, you know what I mean? I don't want to.
Are you using that job wisely?
Oh, hell yeah. And hell, now, you see, here's my thing. If I was to even get a deal and blow up or be nice, you know what I mean? Like, to the point where I could, like, most rappers would be like, oh, yeah, now I quit my job.
Yeah.
It's so funny. If I blew up, I would still stay at that job. Like, my I don't give a fuck attitude would be so high because it'd just be like, you know, I can leave this place, right? Like, that's how I would love to do it. But I'd be a normal ass blowing up artist, but still working, like, you know, at my job. And I'd just be like, you know, I can leave this shit. And like, I need you to work harder. Now I need you to work harder because I can. But nah, I ain't trying to throw it in people's face. But,
Nah,
man, like I said, I got like all the tapes, all the tapes and ideas that I got. I'm trying to get back on the stage, you know what I mean? I miss that. It's just not a lot of showcases around here anymore. And then like I'm trying to like balance out work and everything so I can travel to the spots that do
exactly
do the showcases.
That's what I was gonna say too. Let me tell you something. I talked about this in my first podcast with him, is that what I do now is because I know what I want to do in life. Mm-hmm. I know YouTube and podcasting is my thing. So I make sure that I schedule, I know that sounds crazy, I schedule my work schedule around what I want to do. Mm-hmm. So I'm always off on Saturdays.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm always going to be off late Fridays or whatnot, so I'd be able to travel there. And then if I need to, I told them that I'm not going to come there later than like 11 a.m.
Right.
On Sunday if I have to.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I'm just saying, like, you know, pop up that whatnot, because for real, this is your dream. And you already started, so you don't have that little bullshit like you just started whenever, you know, started. It's like you started it already. You started that shit 5 years ago. So work what you want to do around that, this 5 to 9.
Oh, yeah, because
don't let that schedule,
shit, man. You,
exactly.
Yeah,
don't let that schedule suck that work in. You. It's literally just like if you're in any type of city, you can make yourself whatever you want to be, but you got to be able to put in that work, and that means scheduling your 5 to 9.
Nine to five
to, you know, what you want to do.
Right.
Damn type
right.
thing. Yeah, for real,
it's not hard to get thrown
it's not.
Off.
And you have so much talent, right. dude. You have so much fucking
That's
talent.
That's what be kicking my ass. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because it just be like, damn, bro. You like, nigga, you, like talking in the mirror, like, man, you know you nice. Why you keep bullshitting? Well,
right.
Just like, I'm not bullshitting. Life
do you
is
feel?
Bullshit.
Do you feel like you need to move to Richmond? Do you feel what I'm saying?
Nah, I
do you feel like you being by yourself 100% right will help this transition of you having to push yourself to go for your dream even more than what you are?
That would be very beneficial, you know what I mean? Because it's like you're in the heart of like where everything is happening, so you'll know more about what's popping.
What's popping? You will connect by just going to the ramen spot we go to.
Yeah.
And this person comes up to you like, "Yo, I swear to God, you look familiar." Just because you got, you know what I'm saying?
If I was just walking around there, I'd be good, you know, good money. Don't get me wrong. It's just,
like real shit. You can literally print out pictures from the UPS, and what honestly. Because you live literally not that far. You can literally sit there on your computer or whatever, print out pictures of, you know, just your...
like your album cover.
Yeah, album cover. And print a couple of them
stick them up
at UPS, you know what I'm saying? And just go to Richmond and just stick them up everywhere.
Hell yeah. Like,
that's a good
stick
idea.
Them,
just
that,
do it.
Free promo. Like, just stick
just
them
free
by. Because, like, the ramen spot, like, everybody's like, that whole VCU area, people are constantly walking. Like, we were walking and we saw them stickers on the thing. Like DC, we were walking. Damn, these some dope ass stickers.
Real
you know
shit.
What I'm saying?
And you know what I did? You know what I did? I have my friend Brent, who's an animation person. He gave me his stickers. I had like one left. And we were in DC. I said, "Oh, look at these stickers." What did I do? I popped this fucking sticker on top of everybody else's stickers. Cause fuck them.
Yo, you should do that. Like that's
really doing that.
Stickers. It's so crazy. Yeah.
Stickers or
as
whatever.
As an artist, I'm waking up. All right, what's the next move of promotion? I ain't even thinking about no fucking stickers.
Yes,
bro.
Stickers.
Like it's funny,
posters,
but it's
that goes anything. Way back to like the same like the way back passing
CDs
out.
Is on
that, y'all got
like show like, show flyers. And stuff
I
like
you
that.
What's funny?
I did
I watched
not
this,
even think of that.
Look, I watched a small little personal. Movie type of video thing or whatnot about this guy who wanted to promote himself. Again, it's like a little movie or whatever, right? And what he did, one of the scenes was that he, you know, like I said, printed out his flyer of his album cover, and he will stick them on like Chinese restaurants because they never peep that shit.
Yeah.
Or he had this he sticked it on a lot of Asian like spots, like the hair salon and whatnot.
Was he Asian?
No, he wasn't. He was a black rapper. But like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but like he would stick it. So let's just say this is the hair salon, hair store or whatnot. You know, you see all these posters or whatnot. Mm. And like maybe 5 handprints away, there's his picture.
Right.
Nobody's going to take it off because you're not actually on their property.
Mm. Right.
It's just going to be stick there.
Y'all blew my mind with this sticker.
Yeah, man.
You feel what I'm saying?
That's outside of the box stuff.
Y'all don't even know what you did.
And just Google it. Just Google it.
We'll talk about that because I was about to be like, y'all know a sticker plug. But I mean, we're going to.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Google it because you'll find your own thing.
We're going to talk about it all.
But that's what I'm saying, though. Just go to Richmond. You're not that far. You're closer than we are.
Yeah, exactly.
Which also I was going to say, though.
What's up?
Like, we got to have like a whole day that we just, you know what I'm saying? Checkmates. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, yeah.
But like, you're not that far.
Right.
You got a car. Use what you have wisely.
Yo,
some people,
like,
they say that shit and they don't really like sit there and write down everything you could possibly do.
Mm-hmm.
and then you miss like five things, but you keep going to the same three things. You're like, why is this not happening? You're right. Insane.
Yeah. Right.
You're insane.
But on an additional note though, this show that you got coming up too, like yes. That's another way yeah. you can promote your show as well.
And yes.
Not just your, not the show, but you as an artist performing there.
See,
you know what I'm saying?
I got them tickets over there. I'm supposed to get a flyer. Like, I also sent in like three pictures, and right. like, they're supposed to be printing out flyers. Like, yo, whatever yeah. picture, you know, they decided to choose, but they're supposed to, you know, they're gonna give me. I don't know how many they're gonna give me, but. You know, that's another way for promotion as well. I'm gonna just go slap them bitches around.
Yo,
like,
do it.
Like,
do it. Do it.
But
yo.
Y'all really blew my mind on this.
Yo,
thing.
Do it.
Ain't nothing but a chicken.
Yo, if you need to, like, bruh, if you need to get like a.
Y'all really don't know what y'all
bruh, if you need to get like a little like sticky note or something and tape your. And write your Instagram name on it and tape your shit to it. You know what I'm saying? If your Instagram name and social media is not on there, but I'm pretty sure like they'll put it on
somebody
there.
Somebody be like, hey man, I saw your shit at a damn Starbucks or something.
Right.
But look, you know how you were talking about.
Go in those school halls and joint, you know, mm-hmm. like the little lunch spots and stuff.
You know how you were talking about that you peep game of how people like it out here. Peep game how they like it in Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. what you got to do is like, boom, don't even bother of making your shit right now. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, make it soon, but like go around Richmond. What catches your eye? Because mm-hmm. you're looking for your audience.
Right.
So whatever catches your eye,
yeah.
make that sticker around it. Does that make sense?
No,
make the colors the way it is. Make the thing, you know what I'm
yeah,
saying? Make
out
that
some of those
shit.
Spots that a lot of people that you would might interact with with frequent,
right.
you know
right.
what I'm saying?
You can make more than one sticker. Know that. Have that in your mind. So when you're close to the ramen shop and there's pizza right there, there's ramen pizza right. and then some random thing, right? Everybody goes to, you realize everybody goes to the ramen spot, so make a ramen sticker.
Yeah.
Because you know everybody's like, oh, wait, I just had a great bowl of ramen. Oh, right. wait, look at this cool sticker.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
You know, it's what you it's
elegant
what
Chinese
you do.
Or something. Right.
It's what you do when you observe.
Right. Like, yo, make yeah. it make
because
you
are
your
own. You are your best networker. I know right. people like sit there and like, oh, I need a what is it called? A manager and stuff like that. Mm. You're your best because you know yourself.
Right,
right.
And now you do
and
need
only
help.
You know how to market yourself.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
To the T, right. to the way you like.
Yeah. So
that's
yeah,
real
yeah,
shit.
Y'all, nigga woke up today. You know,
you know what I'm saying?
Get all this positive, chill out, what, like 7 o'clock. Hey,
it's all
man.
Good, man. It's
what
never
the fuck
too
was
late.
Y'all at yo, 9 in the morning.
It's never too late though. But yeah. Let's go. Where's your tickets?
It's gonna be October 26th. You know what I mean? It's a Saturday.
Okay.
Richmond, Virginia. Show at the Blue Up competition that they're doing. Doors open at 4 p.m. You know, the actual show don't start until 5. You know, man, definitely if you hear, you listen to this right now, man, holler at me for the tickets, man, because, you know, I mean, it's going to be on down, you know, 2030 Chamberlain Avenue, Richmond, Virginia, you know what I mean?
Word up. The show up to blow up, man. If you want to catch Cassidelic out there, go ahead and hit up on my Instagram or, you know, just connect
with a bunch
with
of, like, dope-ass motherfuckers in there. So
creative people.
Yeah, like, yeah. Like, all types of shit. I don't even know what the damn expect either. I just know it's, like, it, like from my homies last year, they were saying it was some crazy shit. So
I'm excited. Word. I'm excited word. To see definitely up, what's popping.
Definitely, yo. We'll, you know what I'm saying? If it's you know, we just pop up, pull up, you know?
Yeah,
and just network and show love to, you know what I'm saying, you and other artists and possibly like get them interview on them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So just to show some love and spread some light and help us network right. and, you know, help you as well. So yeah, we're going to get it ended. Go ahead and tell us where we can follow you at, where we can find your music, man, and go ahead and us, you know, let them know.
Everything is the same, you know, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, everything is at Cashadelic, CASHADELLIC. You know, the YouTube channel as well, search CASHADELLIC. I'm on Spotify, same thing, CASHADELLIC. I won't ever fuck up the spelling. I was runner up in spelling, so I know. So if y'all waiting for me to fuck up, like, he's gonna fuck up. Nah, I perfected that. So nah, man, everything, you know, I mean, all my information, you know, you get at me on whichever, you know, social media or, you know, so SoundCloud, I mean, YouTube, anything.
Are you looking for anybody to come up there with you on a track? Are you interested in coming on anybody else with the track if they like that?
I mean, hell, Y'all whatever, I drop on there and y'all like what you hear, and you know, you give me the positive feedback, right, and I see that you're an artist as well. Right. Like, you know what I mean? If I feel like we can mesh together, or if you feel like we can mesh together perfectly, man, just don't be afraid of them.
Yes, sir.
Don't be afraid of them. Holler at them. Shit. For real. So, I mean, we're gonna go from that, you know what I mean?
Amen. All right, guys. So that was Cashadelic.
Word up. We definitely appreciate you coming up here, man. Yes, talking to us and junk.
Nah, I appreciate all of this, because this shit was like, you know what I mean? I wouldn't say spontaneous, but it was like, you know, it was different. Right. Like, you know what I mean? I'm talking to y'all as if I didn't know y'all. Like, that shit was crazy. I mean, I cued a whole butt with you, man.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Shit was pretty dope.
It's a whole new dimension type shit.
Right. Yeah. But man, we about to wrap it up, and I thank you guys so much. You can follow me on Instagram at Modern Vision, moder.vsn. And I checkmates at CHCKMATES.
Yes, sir. And you can follow me on Instagram, SILLIESSTONE, Silly Stone. And then also follow my own podcast on Stone TV, STONED. TV. You guys make it look so easy. Oh God!
Somebody wasn't a runner-up in spelling bee.
But no, for real.
Better spit your water out, bro. You better not. Spit y'all a picture. He just drunk his water while she stumbled across her words.
But go ahead, guys, and just follow me up there. I can't spell it as fast as these motherfuckers can, but follow me on that, and also follow me on my YouTube channel for my beauty and all that other stuff. Again, Silly Stones. And then I also videotape my podcast, again, Stone TV. I'm airing on Apple as well as Spotify and Anchor and then Google Podcasts. So will this. So go ahead, guys. Thank you so much.
And we out.
Toodaloo.
Yeah, bitch.